I'll have to try. I'm surprised that people can still recognize me because I had an argument with a barber this afternoon. My usual barber hadn't paid the rent, and I just went down Peckham High Road, as you do. And I went to do a barber down there, and within like about 20 seconds, my hair was around my knees. And I thought, my God, not tonight, all night. Anyway, my dear Caroline, that sounds like a song, doesn't it? Members of my family were here, past mayors, colleagues, your excellencies, because there's a few ambassadors and high commissioners here, other distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. First, may I say how privileged and honoured I am to be here, and that's truly from the bottom of my heart. I would like to thank my fellow councillors for electing me mayor of this great borough for the coming municipal year. I feel very fortunate to be able to share this great honour with all of you and with my family and friends, and to have you here this evening. I'd like to thank, in particular, Councillor Althea Smith, now past mayor, for her kind words and for being such a tireless community champion both before and during her mayoral year. You have carried out the office with great dignity and the kind of fighting spirit that only wants the best for the people and the proud borough we are all called to serve. I very much enjoyed my time as a deputy, as your deputy, and learned a great deal from way of being first citizen. As we travelled the length and breadth of this most historic borough, I was privileged to witness with you the generous and selfless giving of so many fine citizens. People like the volunteers worked day and night with the Samaritans to provide a lifeline to those on the edge of despair, or the care staff whom looking after the elderly is more than just a job. It is a way of showing compassion to some of the most vulnerable people in our community. These are examples of the kind of care in the community that is literally bridging the gap between life and death. We salute you all, but especially those who give freely of their time as volunteers and without whom so many services in Southwark would quite simply grind to a halt. I'm glad to announce tonight that my charity for Mayor Olia will be the Evelina Children's Appeal. Thank you. Councillor Smith and I, along with the leader and the deputy leader, were part of a civic review panel that recently completed its work of looking at the role of the mayor and the civic office. A comprehensive program of community engagement and consultation formed a central part of our work and played a critical role in deciding our recommendations, which will soon be published. This review is essential because the office of the mayor can only be relevant to people in Southwark if it reflects the qualities of this borough in the 21st century. Modern, dynamic, multicultural, while respecting the traditions and the rituals that embody our common identity. This proved to be a timely and effective form of grassroots community engagement and cross-council consultation, delivering a wide range of honest views as well as insightful ideas and suggestions from over 400 contributors. As an example, an interesting outcome in the survey that was carried out as part of this work revealed that the mayor's office was the most popular office in the council, and that the majority of people surveyed were able to name the mayor more than any other elected official. Sorry, Peter. This proves that what so many of us have long believed, that there is a high level of goodwill for the role of the mayor in Southwark and for the civic office as both a custodian and a champion of civic pride. In practice, adopting the results of this review will mean making less use of the limousine and more use of public transport and my trusted bicycle, although these days it's getting a bit creaky. Somebody earlier told me that they want to put a badge on my bicycle, and I said, maybe we need a new bicycle to go along with the badge. And they said, Abdul, I think you're getting mayor-titis. Anyway, a little less time, a little less of me at civic engagements, and more of our past mayors and older men and women, and a greater variety of events and meetings where civic office takes initiative alongside continuing aspect to accept invitations from the community. Collectively, I intend to make these and the other recommendations of the civic review the theme of my year as mayor. I am especially committed to supporting local business community in its effort to transform the economic landscape. I will do so by adding my energy to the good work already in hand by the leader of the council and his cabinet to attract more jobs and investments in our borough, and indeed the shared commitment of all councillors to this vital task, irrespective of political allegiance. It's the hallmark of a caring society that nobody is left behind or left out. This is a fundamental principle about which we all agree in Southwark. Councillors, council officers, and the residents alike. Empathy and compassion in action underline all that we stand for, individually and collectively. As mayor, I'm willing to be at the forefront of this enterprise, but I cannot achieve things on my own. I may well look the part, but I'm not invincible. I may wear this chain of office, but without you, I have a missing link. That's why I encourage you at the outset to be part of my mayoral plan, to come and see me and share your points of view. There'll be a Chatham House rules actually in the mayor's office, and unless there's a prior arrangement, the discussions will remain private. Remembering that it's always better to be part of the solution as well as airing the problem. You know, I mean, I cannot do it on my own. We're in this thing together, to coin a phrase. United to serve, and our joint task, regardless of political or other differences, is to make this borough the best there is. Thank you very much.